Well, and I mean, you know, obviously for Brazil, most of the companies in the high-tech service sector, like contact centers, they're just working on the domestic business. I mean, what's going to make them more attractive to U.S. clients?
I think there's a couple of things. Number one, the financial standpoint. It can't be ignored. When you take a look especially at how countries like El Salvador, Colombia, Mexico have really pioneered some very interesting incentive programs and have made it affordable for American companies to invest. Now, the second thing that I think is going to be a challenge for Brazil, probably even more of a challenge than the financial equation, will be the linguistic one. Brazil, rightly or wrongly, is not seen as a location where you can easily access large numbers of fluent English Spanish speakers. Now, whether or not this is the view that's out there, it's pervasive in American enterprises, especially those that look to the offshore development sector. Now, with that in mind, I think that the Brazilian authorities need to try and come up with some type of a plan to emphasize the level of bilingualism or trilingualism that exists in Brazil, being able to service both Spanish and English, as well as Portuguese, and then emphasize that in terms of getting the message out.
Okay, so it's really all about the tax cuts, an education program, and awareness, I guess.
It's that, and you know, I mean, I would not even just say tax cuts, it's also incentives in terms of training, you know, whether it be a tax incentive or a subsidy. It's about being able to guarantee a stable, educated, and healthy workforce. It's about, and I can tell you, I've been around the world over the course of the last several months, and there are some locations where you really worry about the ability of get to their jobs because of the infrastructure state. There are other locations where you just don't even get a second thought. And I'll give you an example or two. I was very impressed when I was in San Salvador and I saw the public transport network. The roads were in fantastic condition. It's not a difficult prospect for a BPO agent, this worker, to be able to take public transport, get to their job in a relatively seamless state. Flip that around. You go to Bogota right now, where pretty well every major and secondary road and artery is being dug up, and being able to navigate a city of 10 million people has just become chaotic. Now, we understand those investments are being made to try and improve the state of the infrastructure for the long term, but at least for the next couple of years, it's going to make commuting for any contact center or BPO worker a very difficult prospect. And that's not going to be lost on the enterprises that are looking to invest.